Coming up on Hands on Tech, we are taking a look at Apple's new iPad Air. Look at that. It comes in green. Hands on Tech is brought to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. Using the same password everywhere is a security nightmare waiting to happen. LastPass puts you in control of your online life by storing all of your unique passwords in a secure, encrypted vault. Visit LastPass.com/Twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by Casper. Go to casper.com/twit1 and use code TWIT1 for $100 off select mattresses. The year is 2020. You want a new tablet, but you're just not sure which one to get. Apple is now offering an iPad Pro, an iPad, and an iPad Air. What model is right for you? It is kind of a tough choice, and we have to look at the iPad Air, Apple's all-new, very colorful iPad that starts at $599 and goes up from there. This iPad comes in space gray, silver, rose gold, green, and sky blue in both 64 gigabyte and 256 gigabyte models. And it is a sleek, modern iPad for folks who want the best features they can get out of an iPad without needing to make that extra jump to the Pro model. So let's talk about how this compares to the Pro and how it compares to the iPad. The first thing that you're going to notice if you're coming from an iPad Pro to this iPad model are a lot of similarities. For example, it has a smart connector on the side, which means that it can connect to the Apple Pencil, second generation, and can actually charge that Apple Pencil as well. You're also going to notice the smart connector on the back, which is fantastic because that means that it will work with the smart keyboard that is available for the iPad Pro. And if you look at the front of it, you're going to notice the rounded corners of the iPad Pro. So that same rounded edge display, which gives it more of an edge-to-edge display. But interestingly, where the iPad Pro is an 11-inch diagonal screen, this is just a little bit smaller. In fact, Apple says it is 10.9 inches from diagonal edge to diagonal edge. So just a little bit smaller. It has that same USB-C connector on the bottom. It offers the same battery life as the iPad Pro. And it also has wide color P3 display. So you're going to get that as well. The only difference between the two displays is that the iPad Pro can do 600 nits of brightness, meaning it's much brighter, whereas the iPad Air has 500 nits of brightness. So 100 nits of brightness. That is a special value to measure brightness. But the iPad Pro has more there. The other thing that you will notice is that the iPad Air does not have what Apple calls ProMotion technology, which is the technology that ramps up the speed of the refresh rate on the screen. So scrolling on an 11-inch iPad Pro is much smoother, much cleaner, whereas on this 10.9-inch iPad Air, it is a little bit more... you can view it a little bit more. You can see the scrolling a little bit more. It's hard to notice unless you've had a display that has that ProMotion technology. So if you're coming from an iPad or an old model iPad Air, then you're not going to notice it. It is, it's one of those things where until you see it, you don't see it. So that's quite nice. The 10.9-inch iPad Air, this one here, has a new chip, the same chip that is in the iPhone models, the iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro. That's the A14. Now, how does that compare to the iPad Pro of yesteryear? Well, the iPad Pro has an A12. So from A12 to A14 with the iPad Air. It has an A12Z Bionic chip and the same neural engine, not literally the same, but they both have neural engines. And the only thing that compares is that the iPad Pro has an M12, what they call coprocessor. So it's able to perform tasks a little bit better to munch on all that data in those apps that use a lot of the processor on the iPad. How does that translate when it comes to deciding between the two? Well, if you find yourself doing lots of photo and video editing, lots of augmented reality work, any 3D work, any very heavy gaming on the iPad, then you're going to notice that those things happen a lot easier on the iPad Pro than they do on the iPad Air. That said, the iPad Air still has that brand new A14 chip without a coprocessor, but it is still a modern chip that is very powerful. How else does it compare? Well, on the back, you'll notice that on the iPad Air, we've got one camera, whereas on the iPad Pro models, you've got a wide-angle camera and an ultra-wide-angle camera. And that, of course, means all the difference when it comes to what kind of photos you can take. So this simple 12-megapixel, 1.8 aperture lens versus the 2 12-megapixel lenses on the iPad Pro is the other difference there. How else do we compare? Well, we of course have to talk about the exclusion of Face ID on this new iPad Air. Instead, the sleep-wake button on the top of the iPad is now a Touch ID enabled button. By simply resting your finger on that button at the top, it will scan your fingerprint and you can access your phone. So if you've ever had an iPhone with Touch ID, you'll be very familiar with this technology. Other than that, we've got to talk about the speakers and the microphones. The iPad Pro has multiple speakers. I believe it is 4 speakers. 2 on the top and 2 on the bottom to provide spatial audio. And the iPad Air has 2 speakers, 1 set of speakers on the top, 1 set of speakers on the bottom, split between the two. But it essentially is stereo speaker versus the 4-speaker audio you get from the iPad Pro. iPad Pro has 5 studio quality microphones. Apple calls them studio quality microphones. 5 of them, 3 across the top and 2 others placed on the device, whereas the iPad Air has 2 microphones for calls, video recording, etc. Both of them, luckily, have 802.11ax Wi-Fi, meaning the most recent form of Wi-Fi. So you're going to get great connectivity for each of them. Again, they both have that USB-C connector, so that's fantastic. And with the smart connector, that technology will work with both of them. This episode of Hands-On Tech is brought to you by Casper, the sleep company with outrageously comfortable products at not-so-outrageous prices. From award-winning mattresses to pillows, sheets, and duvets, Casper transforms the way we sleep one snooze at a time. They have bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed. Casper has everything you need to build the bed of your dreams. And they now have 0% APR financing options. I love my Casper mattress. I've had it for years. Go to casper.com/twit1 and use code TWIT1 for $100 off select mattresses. That's code TWIT1 for $100 off select mattresses. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. So you're not giving up a whole lot when it comes to choosing the iPad Air over the iPad Pro. And if you are rocking an iPad right now, that screen with the home button, as opposed to this all screen display, then this is going to be a big jump for you. Not only are you getting the latest chip inside of the iPad, but you're also going to get that all-screen display. You're going to get connectivity with the second generation Apple Pencil, the ability to use it with the smart keyboard, and better overall performance on the iPad Air. The iPad Air can be compared to the users of the MacBook Air. It is an ultra light, ultra portable device that is not made for pros, but still offers the modern functionality that you come to expect from the iPad line. So it is not, you know, old technology. This is brand new technology, but in a device that is more affordable and is a lot more fun, given the fact that it comes in all of these different colors. So you aren't really taking a step into the past or a step down if you get the iPad Air. because you're still packing in that brand new chip that only exists in the latest iPhones, isn't even on the iPad Pro, and the new all-screen display, the ability to use the latest Apple Pencil and other accessories. So this is, you should not look at this device as a sort of compromise. This is a modern, fantastic device that offers the functionality that you would expect from the iPad. Drawing with the iPad Pencil is as you would expect. I don't notice any difference between it and the iPad Pro. The one thing is that coming from an iPad Pro, I did notice the difference in the screens. I immediately could tell that the screen was a little bit smaller. And when it comes to Face ID versus Touch ID, Face ID is so fast and so convenient, given that I keep my iPad Pro in that keyboard layout most of the time, whereas I have to reach out with the with my finger to unlock the iPad Air. So I've found Touch ID to be a little bit cumbersome and also not as good at recognizing my fingerprint as Face ID is at recognizing my face. With the one camera array and lack of the LiDAR sensor, you also won't get as good augmented reality experiences, whereas the iPad Pro is really built as a nice large display to see in augmented reality and be able to explore the space thanks to that LiDAR sensor. So if you're looking for the modern, most up-to-date features to have that technology, that on-the-edge technology with ARKit, with that LiDAR sensor built in, and you need a very good, very fast machine that you can ostensibly edit video, edit photos, and see them in the best possible way, then the iPad Pro is the iPad for you. But if you're just looking for a modern iPad that uses the modern accessories that are available, that has all the battery life, that offers so much of the same functionality as the other modern devices, then the iPad Air is the way to go. In fact, Apple just released an update for the iPad Air that, because of the fact that it has the A14 chip in it, uses what's called scene detection, smart scene detection with the camera. So when you focus the lens on a scene, it actually looks at the scene and determines what you're taking a photo of and then makes adjustments to the way that it takes the photo based on what you're taking a photo of. That is a technology that is A14 enabled. And so this new iPad Air with that new chip can do that, whereas older models of the iPad cannot. Outside of that, there's no difference between that. You've got two capacities for the iPad Air, 64 gigabytes and 256 gigabytes, whereas the iPad Pro comes in multiple capacities, 128 gigabytes, 256 gigabytes, 512 gigabytes, all the way up to 1 terabyte. And of course, the iPad Pro comes in two sizes, the 11 inch and the 12.9 inch. The iPad Air comes in the single size. But anyone would be happy with an iPad Air as their portable computing device, the machine that they take around to write up documents, to sketch, to watch video, to take some photos. Now, I wouldn't say it's the best camera that you have, especially if you have a new iPhone, but this machine is quite capable, and frankly, it is the one that I recommend to anyone who doesn't need an iPad Pro. If you're choosing between the iPad, the iPad Air, and the iPad Pro, and you don't need an iPad Pro, you got to go for the iPad Air. The iPad is a fine machine. Of course, it comes in at a very good price, starting at $329. But the iPad Air is a modern computing machine that is just barely underneath the iPad Pro in terms of what it is able to do. And you know what? Some folks have a little bit of nostalgia factor for that Touch ID sensor, so they may be excited about that as well. This is the iPad Air, Apple's latest and greatest iPad. Modern features, modern functionality, a price point that is a little more favorable than the iPad Pro, starting at $599, and available in space gray, silver, rose gold, green, and sky blue, with both Wi-Fi and Wi-Fi plus cellular options. Folks, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hands on Tech. I hope I helped you decide whether the iPad Pro, the iPad Air, or the iPad is the right tablet for you. You can check out my other shows, including iOS Today, Hands on iOS, and Tech News Weekly, all here on Twit. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.